Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees.
KF8ZYI monitoring. This is KF8DYI.
Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
53 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
57 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly, sunny. 66 degrees.
Yeah, it's almost time to access the repeater. You're not making it. You are almost entirely noise. Heard a little bit of audio that last transmission. W2QT. No intelligible audio. W2QT.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly, sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees.
Echo 8, Foxtrot, Victor Uniform.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees. Node 47159 disconnected. Node 2733.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest.
VHF.
You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the Net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Partly, sunny. 82 degrees.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is Dick WB2JPQ, and I'll be one of the net controllers tonight for our 12th year of consecutive tech nets on a Tuesday night. We started June 4th, 2010, and we haven't missed a Tuesday night. I have missed probably about 10 weeks with my ailments. I had lung surgery and open heart surgery, and I know Dave, WB8ODF, filled in for a couple of Christmases for me or holidays for me, and of course, Henry was here to fill in while I was off. I was before Kevin, and Scott came about. So kind of special. 12 years, the longest running net here on the East Coast Reflector. So I think we're all kind of proud of that. As always, we'll start out with announcements from our team members. We'll see if we have any silent keys. Joe is here tonight, KD2TDB to TFB. I'm just doing the same thing we were talking about in the Zoom room, TFB. To give us a celebrity of the week, then we'll take questions that have never checked into this net before, get them up front. Then we'll get the stations with amateur radio-related questions. Once we get through our questions, I'll send it up to Kevin, to E3BZ, Victoria Harbor, Ontario, Canada, and he will tell us what he does or doesn't have for our swap listings this week. And being the 12th anniversary, tonight I thought we would ask a two-part question. How long have you been checking into the East Coast Reflector Tech Net? Part one, how long have you been checking into the East Coast Reflector Tech Net?
in part two, guess how many check-ins we had on our first net. Second part is guess how many check-ins we had on our first net. Just to see who can guess and come up somewhat close. So let me send it and see if any of our system team members, facilitators, team members have anything that they would like to report here tonight. Well, hearing nothing, I've got a couple things. Thursday night is Ask the Elmer, Be an Elmer, 8 o'clock in the East Coast Fletcher Zoom Room. We've been having a good turnout for that, so 8 o'clock Thursday nights, or Thursday this week, first and third. This, of course, will be the first, so come join us at 8 o'clock in our Zoom Room. And secondly, our newest magazine is out, came out on the last night this morning. So everybody should have that. I think it went out. I have to get a nod from Joe if it went out in groups.io and the big server. I think it went out on both. It's also on YouTube. I mentioned that this morning, and Vicki said we had a number of hits right after I mentioned it this morning. So you can go to Zoom, East Coast Reflector YouTube, and it will read it to you and turn the pages for you. So all you have to do is sit there and listen, which is really kind of nice. One more call. Any of our team members have anything to report? Hearing nothing, and Joe said it went out on both. I just couldn't remember. We sent a few sample copies around to make sure that everything is right, and I couldn't remember whether I saw the final place or not. Don't know if we have any silent. I didn't even look tonight to see if we have any silent keys. I guess we could wait till next week. If we do, we'll just remember them next week. So I'll go right to Joe, 82TFB, for our celebrity of the week. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Dick, and all listening along the network. I think I've been participating in the East Coast Reflector for maybe 3 years now. And I'm going to guess for your net number one, I'm going to guess you just like started out really small, 35 check-ins. I don't know if we'll come anywhere close, but there you go. And for this week's Celebrity Call Sign of the Week, to give credit where credit is due, the primary source of information for this episode is the English language Wikipedia, and is therefore subject to the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 license. Our celebrity was born in Columbus, Ohio, on November 15, 1906. His family moved around the country as his father looked for work, going as far as Montana and California. Eventually, they returned to his native city of Columbus. He attended Columbus Public Schools, graduating from Columbus South High School, and studied civil engineering at Ohio State University. Working his way through college, he graduated with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. In 1929, during his engineering studies, he joined the United States Army Air Corps, the precursor to the United States Air Force. By the time Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, he had achieved the rank of major. His service during the Second World War included Europe and the China-Burma-India Theater. After the war, our celebrity was assigned to command the United States Air Force in Europe and coordinated the Berlin Airlift. He served as commander of the Strategic Air Command, or SAC, from 1948 to 1957, where he presided over the transition of the Air Force to all-jet aircraft. As chief of staff of the Air Force, he called for the bombing of Cuban missile sites during the Cuban Missile Crisis and sought a sustained bombing campaign against North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And so I don't come out the repeaters, just going to let it drop and rejoin. As for radio, he was instrumental in adapting the Air Force radios to using single sideband. Sometimes he heard on the amateur bands while flying on board SAC bombers. This week's celebrity, Curtis LeMay, started out as Kilo Zero Golf Romeo Lima, K0GRL, then Kilo 4 Foxtrot Romeo Alpha, K4FRA, while in Washington, and Whiskey 6 Echo Zulu Victor, W6EZV, when he retired to California. I'm guessing at the time the FCC required you to have the call district where you were residing, and that's probably why his call sign changed so much. On October 1st, 1990, Curtis became a silent key due to complications from a heart attack. K0GRL continues on as the call sign of the Spirit Air Command Memorial Amateur Radio Club. Kilo Delta 2 Tango Fox Bravo back to net control.
Well, thank you, Joe. Another one that I never would have guessed. Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for being here every week and always have a nice article for our ECR magazine as well. I didn't mention Kevin K7K's with us tonight. He's going to do the first part. I don't know who's going to do first. I wasn't paying attention when we gave out the assignments, but Roger, K04QMM is here waving in the background in the Zoom room from Tampa, Florida, so I don't know who's going to go first when we get to the call districts. It really doesn't matter. They can work it out, but they're going to split it. We're starting with the fifth tonight, 5-0, or 5-6-7-8-9. I think they're going to split it there, and 0-4 will be whoever's picking up the last and the late and missed. How about the stations that are with us tonight? I see our count is jumping up and down. We had 387. We just dropped down a little bit, so somebody cross-connected something here, it looks like. But who do we have with us tonight that has never checked into the TechNet before? We'd like to get you up at the top of the list. If you've never checked into the TechNet before, could we have your call signs twice? We have Vicky, K-E-B-K-Y, on the log as usual tonight. And once again, this is Dick, W-B-2-J-P-Q. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, India, Yankee.
KB0RB, John in Vacaville, California.
KR4,
Kilo 2,
DJX.
Golf, Kilo, Mike.
KR4, DJX, this is Ken in Leesburg.
All right. I recognize that Eugene, new to the system completely, KK4DIY in Homosassa, Florida. John, KB0RB. It looks like, I think you said Ken, K4JFX. It looks like maybe it might be a brand new call sign and not up on QRZ yet. And George in Blaisdell, New York. Local to me, George, K2GKM. So let's go to Eugene in Homosassa, Florida. Welcome to the East Coast Reflector. Eugene, KK4DIY. And obviously your answer is going to be you're new to the tech, but you can take a stab at the second part. I don't know how Vicky's going to log these. How are we going to do that, Vicky? I guess we didn't talk about it. How are we going to log the answers to the second part of the question? Once again, our question tonight is how long have you been coming into the East Coast Reflector TechNet? And the second part, guess how many check-ins we had on our first net. So it's kind of a two-part question. I'm sure Vicky will figure out how to do that. Good evening, Eugene.
Good evening. This is KK4YY in Homosassa, Florida. And I generally go by Gene, Golf Echo, November Echo. It's great to be on here with you this evening. I just discovered this net, or this reflector this afternoon. I was tuning in my mobile radio, and very surprised that this existed. I never knew. I guess I never searched hard enough. So thanks for bringing me in. I appreciate it. And I'm going to guess that you had 15 check-ins on your very first net. And I'm just pulling that out of the sky. So thanks a lot. KK4DIY.
Well, thank you, Eugene. I think he's got you down with your answers. And at the end of the net, we'll have a little tally up. For everybody, you can always follow along on our log, as you can on any of our nets. Eugene, we have a net every morning from 7 to 9. It's called the Morning Brew. Anywhere from 120 to 140 plus check-ins in the morning in a two-hour period. It's a very fast-paced net. So come join us tomorrow. I'll be on for the open. I'm doing the 7 to 8. But anyway, you can follow along with our bit.ly address if you choose that, the bit.ly/ECRlogs. ECR logs, that'll take you right to the log sheets. Or you can go to the website, eastcoastreflector.com, go to Nets, go to the TechNet, and there's a little box to click that will take you right into the log. It's a read-only log. You can follow along with us. Jonathan, California, KB0RB, if we have that right, welcome.
Yes, sir, that's me, KB0RB, here in Vacaville, California, just outside Napa. First time checking into this net, but I'm learning about which nodes I like on my All-Star node, and somebody recommended this one to me, so I thought I'd listen in.
All right. Thanks for being here. Would you like to take a stab at our two questions? This is your first East Coast Reflector net, so that's zero. And what would you estimate our number of check-ins for our very first net was 12 years ago?
I totally forgot to answer that. I'm going to guess 23. How about 23? Back to you.
All right, we got you down for 23. Thank you for being there. If I had this call sign correct, KR4JFX. Good evening. I thought you said the name was Ken, but we're not sure that we have it correct. Good evening to you. If we don't, why correct it for us?
Ken, and the call sign is KR4DJX. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Juliet X-ray.
Well, we got you, Ken. Now, I did hear the Leesburg as well. But good evening, and obviously you're new as well, so the first part is going to be zero for the first part, but if you like to take a stab at our guess how many check-ins we had on net number one, we'll get you logged in here. I don't know what we're going to do with the winner tonight, but maybe, you know, send them on a 10-day cruise or something. We'll have to decide. Go ahead, Ken.
Because that's the meaning of life and everything.
Yeah, Ken, I don't know if I doubled with you. What was your answer on how many check-ins we had on our first net?
Probably didn't wait long enough for key in. 42, because it's the answer to the meaning of life.
All right, 42 it is. We got you down for that. Thanks for being there. Next up is George, GKM. Comes up late, so New Hampshire. I'm up on the Eaton-Boston line, so I'm not all that far from you. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to have to go in and out. Tanya, I'm mobile and a lot of traffic, but I'm going to throw a guess in there of 63.
All right, for 63, and George, I don't remember talking with you, but it's all good. I see you're on
And on Lancaster, there are several other repeaters in Western New York that carry all of our nets, and some are full-time. The one that you're on there doesn't happen to be, but good to hear another local one. We got you down for 0 and 60 Street. Who else do I have? New stations that have never checked into this set before. If you've never checked into this set, you'd like to get jet front. This is Dick, that will get beat to JP, too.
This is KE2BYN. So in Buffalo, I've never checked into this net.
November 6th, Tango, Tango Romeo, docks from French Camp, California.
This is KD8DIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake, Parenton, Michigan. I've never checked into this net. We'll be in and out, 7-3s.
Let me grab it here for a minute. We got you, Jack, Zach in and out, rather not Jack, but Zach, KD8DAX. Nice to have you with us for a brief moment. I got Don, N6TTR. And just before Don, there was Joe from Buffalo, KE2BYN. And Joe, our database shows you coming up in red, meaning that you have checked in here before, so... Excuse me, I'll have to ask you to check in when we get to the second call district down the road here tonight. For now, we'll take you off the list. And I saw our friend KH2JPL come up on the monitor. Were you trying to get in, sir? We had about four people trying at once, and we missed a couple. Was the KH6 trying to get in? Well, maybe not. I saw him come up on the monitor. Who else did we miss? We got Don and Zach in this round. Who else was trying to get in? VE3FSR, and then there was a station that ended in the Sierra. You need to key up, wait a couple seconds before you give your call sign, please. And please, guys and gals, if you give it twice, we can get it. Everybody cuts themselves off. It's very difficult. People end up quit keying. So we got the VE3SSR, Eugene, and unfortunately you come up red as well. So you have been in here. You're not new to this net, so we have to remove you as well. Who were the other stations? There was two other stations.
Kilo Charlie 4, Alpha Bravo Echo. Mike, I'm in North Carolina.
Kilo Niner, Whiskey Alpha Sierra. Kilo Niner, Whiskey Alpha Sierra. Andrew in Nebraska.
We got K9WAS, and we got Michael from Spring Lake, North Carolina, KC4ABE, and looks like you've been in here before too, Michael. You've come up red, so unfortunately we got to remove you from the list. So K9WAS, good evening to you, and I'm sure you've heard our question, and would you like to take a stab at how many check-ins do you think we had on our first TechNet 12 years ago?
Good evening. Thanks for having me. I would pick 3. The number would be 03 on the first. And thanks for having me. Dr. Net K9.
Yeah. All right. 03. We got you down. And I guess we 10. I scrolled down here and completely missed you, Don, on the login 6TTR. Good evening.
Yeah, I think you guys had 105 on the first check-in, and when you guys get around to it, I'm looking for an HF linear amplifier and power supply.
Right, we got you down for 0 and 105. We don't, nothing wrong with mentioning it. You could probably do that during the tech portion, but we don't encourage that. We don't, all of our swap stuff is done offline. The only thing we do is read it. Kevin reads our swap stuff, you know, our wants. At the end of that, Kevin can tell you all about how to do it, but I don't have a problem with you asking here as we get into the finish up with the tech questions, maybe. All right, who else do we have? Last call for stations that have never been into this step before. If you're new to this step, call signs twice, please.
This is KN4W Rudy in Smithville, North Carolina, first time.
November 0, Victor Uniform, Quebec.
KFACCH.
All right, from the bottom up, we got W6ALB, Andrew. And I'm sorry, Andrew, but our database shows that you have been in here before, so I'm going to have to ask you to come in with the 6th call district when we get the general check-ins. We got Douglas, KF8CCH. We got Michael from Lady Lake, Florida, N0VUQ. And Michael, I'll have to ask you to come back. You also have been on this event before per our database. We have Dean, KG7ZWS, not new to the system, but new to this net. And Rudy from Springfield, North Carolina, is up on the top here, KN4RW. Good evening, Rudy, and if you care to answer two questions, and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, everybody on the net, and Net Control, KN4RW. Could you repeat the question again? Forgot the first one, but I would think 100 plus check-ins the first time, maybe. But I missed the first question. Go ahead.
Well, I think the first question was answered by our database. You're new to this net, so you've never checked in here before, according to our record. So it would be 0 and 100. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. But yeah, first time checking in, and I'll be around listening. So with that, let me correct one thing. That is Smithville, North Carolina. Smithville, North Carolina. KN4W back to net control.
Yeah, I must not have said it. I guess I'm not sure what I said. I had a little problem with the luxury. I was trying to expand it out, but you added another column, and the way I have my the computer set up here tonight, it didn't have room. I couldn't stretch things and minimize things as we were going. There we go. So, all right, thanks for being here, Rudy. How about Dean, KG7ZWS?
Thank you.
going on there. We couldn't get that N4WGY off. David, if you're listening, for some reason, we couldn't get him off. Let's go to Dean, KG7ZWS, before we had that rude interruption there. Good evening.
Good evening, this is Dean, KG7ZWS. My guess would be 42 new check-ins. That's my guess for that question. Yes, my first time checking in. I've listened to a long, long time. Haven't been able to hit the repeater reliably with my handheld, but I finally got an all-star node, so now here I am. Anyways, KG7ZWS, back to net.
Well, thank you. And you certainly didn't get your license to listen, so certainly call in and be a part of the East Coast Reflector game. Nice to have you. How about Douglas, KF8CCH? Good evening to you.
I'm going to say 73. This is Kilo Fox 38, Charlie Hotel.
Right. We got you down. Thank you for being there, Douglas. All right, let's switch gears here. Let's go to stations with the amateur radio-related questions. That's what everybody came for tonight, I think. 12th anniversary. Stations with an amateur radio-related question. Please give us your call sign twice. Once again, this is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Hotel Kilo Lima, W4HKL.
Hey, good evening, Steve, W4HKL. Your question, please.
Yes, sir. Happy anniversary to the net, and hello to you in particular, Dick. The question I've got is, I was wondering what a good gauge wire would be to run from the engine compartment into the cab of the vehicle for a 100-watt HF rig. Not a 50-watt VHF UHF, but a 100-watt HF rig. I'm trying to think of what a good gauge would be to get in there. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you for HKL.
Good question. See, they can't remember what used to be on, for instance, the gauge of the way they used to be on the 100-watt GE Master 2s, put hundreds of them in my day, and along with the Motrax and Mocoms, and I just can't remember the gauge wire. Let's put it out to the group. See if what gauge wire for a 100-watt amplifier. What's a good gauge wire?
KC6 UFM.
Well, good evening, Charles. Go ahead.
Good evening, Dick. You know, with so many other things, when it comes to the wire gauge, on low voltage, 12 volts like that, bigger is definitely better. But I found that a lot of the manuals for those radios recommend like 10 gauge. But I've always felt that that was just a little bit light. And I've always gone with 8 gauge, and I'm trying to remember the ampacity tables now, but because 10 gauge will give you up to 30 amps, that's it, and 8 gauge will take you up to 40, but that gives you some extra room there, and it'll run cooler and so forth. But just as an aside, if you're not looking forward to trying to fish that wire through the firewall somewhere, I've had great luck going to places that do car stereo installations, and they're not real busy. They got their guys standing around. They are more than happy to route that big heavy gauge wire for you. They do it all day long and do it properly. and hook it up to your battery and just leave the part inside the cabin alone, and then you can go ahead and hook up the radio there. And I've had them do that for as little as $20. So if you're not looking forward to doing it, definitely see if you've got somebody around that can handle that for you. Back over to you, Dick, KC6, UFM.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. I know between 10 and 8, I was trying to look here and see what the pull out a manual real quick to see. I just can't remember, but it very well might be 8. So, bigger, better, that's for sure, Steve. I guess whatever you can get a hold of 10, I think, is going to be the common denominator here for the answer for that question.
Okay, well, thanks, Charles, for answering the question there. And wiggle room is definitely a good thing, so 8 it is. Anyway, thanks a lot for answering the question and taking time to do so. Back to Nat, W4HKL.
All right, Steve, a good chance I'll pull a GE manual and check that out here before the net's over. Thanks for being there. And you've been around a long time as well. I don't think you were originally in 12 years ago, but you've been around a long time. I think we're going to find some people that have been here for pretty close to the full 12 years. I'm coming up with a few that I know have been around here, but I'm not sure they'll be on here tonight. But anyway, who else do I have? Stations with amateur radio-related question. Call signs twice.
At control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Good evening, Joe. Coming in on the GM repeater in Detroit, KE4ZYQ. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Dick, and all on the net, and hopefully I'm not too overdriven with my mic gain or anything. If I'm distorted, by all means, let me know. Well, my question for the net, and this may sound like an odd question, but it should be in everyone's mind that is old enough. Do you have a Elmer or a good friend that's ham radio knowledgeable who could help in the event of your passing? Could help your family, spouse, whatever, family or relative, help sell your equipment if you were to pass away? That's an odd question, but I think we all should have somebody that has a contact that could get a hold of a good Elmer, a good friend in ham radio that you may know closely, to help liquidate any equipment for the sake of your estate. Back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Hi, Joe. Well, it's kind of a different, not really a technical question, but I guess we could put it out there. All I know is whenever I don't show up in the Zoom room at 6:30 in the morning before the morning brew, they'll be down here cleaning my stuff out. Somebody will be here. So that's my answer, but I guess it would be a good thing to have in mind. I know we just had one of the ECR people pass away here a few weeks back, and we kind of wondered what was going on with his equipment. I don't know if he had anybody so-called appointed. We know his Elmer did not, because I talked with his Elmer at Dayton, so he must have had somebody appointed. But I guess we could put that out and just get a couple of quick comments, Joe. Anybody like to comment on Joe's question about having an Elmer when you pass away, is somebody going to take care of your amateur radio estate?
NA4DA, November Alpha 4, Delta Alpha.
Hey,
Andy. How are you doing, my friend? NA4DA, go ahead with your comment.
I'm back, Dick, and all on the TechNet. I'm just leaving our local club board meeting, and one of the things that, one of the benefits that you get from being a club member of a good local amateur radio club is, at least in many of the cases in our club members, and certainly with my spouse, my instruction to her has always been, you know, contact the club, and the club will gladly take care of that kind of stuff and help out with disassembling towers and all those things that become a real burden for someone who, you know, will not have any use for that kind of stuff. And I would say that it's a really good thing to be involved in a good local club, because they can really assist with that kind of thing. And good evening to you, Dick, and I always enjoy anytime I have an opportunity to listen to the repeater and when we're connected to the East Coast Reflector, because there's some really good advice, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. So back to you. Anything?
Right, Andy, I'll let you answer our question. If you heard our question, maybe you didn't, you just got in the car, but your mobile won't be back around for when we get to the fourth call district. That's our last call district tonight, so probably be 10:30 by that time or later. But our question is how long have you been checking into the East Coast Reflector TechNet, part one, and the second is what would you guess the number of check-ins we had 12 years ago tonight for our very first count? How many check-ins do you think we had on our first net 12 years ago?
Oh, my. Well, you know, I became acquainted with the East Coast Reflector probably just 2 or 3 years ago. So I wouldn't have a clue as to what happened on the first 12. But knowing you, I suspect it's a number higher than I would expect in terms of the first group of check-ins. And on the TechNet, I don't generally have an opportunity to hear most of it because our club meetings are on Tuesday nights, and so I always miss about the first hour and a half, I think. So I don't have a good gauge for that one either. So sorry, I think I'd just be guessing. Back to you.
Well, we didn't know. We knew you didn't want to go on an Alaskan cruise if you would have won anyway, Andy. So it's all good. Kind of a guessing game. We're just having a little bit of fun here tonight. And yes, your answer, Clark, that's I used to winter in Central Florida, and I had two friends at TASS and the Leesburg Amateur Radio Club came in both cases, and one gentleman had like literally a barn full. And they were very, very helpful and took care of the estate, and it was all good. So that's a good answer. So there's one for you, Joe. I'm going to move on and see who we have here tonight that has amateur radio related questions. Call sign twice.
For OSU, not for Ohio State University. Go Badgers.
Hi, Jerry. And for OSU and Fort Lauderdale, good evening. And you've been checking in here for a while. How long have you been checking into the TechNet? And what was your guess for a number of check-ins for our first net?
About 25 for your first net over there, and I haven't checked in a little less than a year. Just got a radio back in here, so I got something to talk on. Lightning got my other radio and computer, and to purchase another one. Good evening to everybody in the net. This is N4OSU. My question is, how can I get rid of ignition noise? I've got a 93 Dodge pickup truck, and I've tried everything, but just sit in the middle and dance on it, and I can't figure it out. Back to you.
Hi, Jerry. Well, it's
probably coming in on the DC leads. My first suggestion, we can put it out to the group, but are your DC leads going directly to your battery? That is the absolute best filtering that you can get to make your DC leads right to the battery. Don't take them off a cigarette lighter or a fuse block or right to your battery. Have you tried that for starters?
Yes, sir. I've had the alternator to my buddy and put a double capacitor inside the alternator to try and get rid of that ignition noise in there. I got fuel injection, which is covering the whole engine, so I got an 8-cylinder. It covers all 8 engines, and they suspect that's it, and I don't know anybody can solve that problem. Back to you.
Well, with the alternator, it would vary with RPMs. Does it change with RPMs?
Should I go to Laura's? Yes.
You still have it with the antenna disconnected?
If somebody called in, they're out of turn. This is a control net, but the question was, do you have it with the antenna disconnected? Have you tried that, Jerry? I saw there was a note come up, Jerry. You're quick keying. We didn't hear the answer. Did you try it? Gentleman wanted to know, did you try it with the antenna disconnected?
Sir, I've tried that. I've tried taking a ground from directly from the radio and going to the negative of the battery on that for additional ground. Picking up the vehicle, trying to pick up the vehicle ground also. Electronic ignition on it too. Even the gas pedal is electronic.
Okay, I'm running the ground to the battery, but did you run your heavy A lead, as we call the E lead? Did you run the power lead directly to the battery, right to the battery?
Yes, sir, I did.
Well, let's put it out, see if anybody else got any suggestions. It's definitely alternator wind in if it changes with RPM. If you've had it into the shop and they've looked at it. Hey, Jay. Red filters that we used to use back in the day. There was all kinds of filters that we had to put on our DC and so forth back in the day, but that's not answering your question or helping you. So let's put it out, get a couple suggestions. Anybody got a suggestion for Jerry with his alternator wing?
KJ5KUX.
KJ5KUX, repeat, Houston, Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good evening. I just wanted to add in my thoughts. I recently helped install an STM510 in my friend's truck, and one of the things that we tried to make sure to reduce the interference was to make sure that your power wires, you know, that are running to your radio, to the battery, are not paralleling other wires in your engine compartment. Try to avoid, you know, running alongside any other wires, and if you have to, just cross over them. That's my comment. KJ5KUX, back to net.
Yeah, good suggestion, parallel inductance. Yep, pretty hard sometimes. You put them all in the wiring loom together and make them look real pretty. Anybody else got a suggestion for Jerry?
Three, got a wad of wires about the size of your arm for all the electronic stuff on this truck.
In North Carolina.
And it runs the whole width of the truck. It's shielded behind a cardboard thing in there. There must be 75 or 80 wires in there going through the electronics.
Hang on a minute, Jerry. We got Bruce in here from North Carolina. C3JS. Your comment, Bruce?
Yeah, thanks for letting me in. Yes, what I would try to do, if all of the troubles you're having, I would get yourself a lithium iron phosphate battery. You can get them fairly cheap, and those things, you can get a 50 amp hour or 100 amp hour and put it in the trunk or put it in the back seat and just run your lines directly to that. And then you can just charge that, you know, as required. I do that with my HF rig, and I get zero interference. It's been the best thing ever.
Thanks, Bruce. That's certainly one suggestion. I think I would just put a big, heavy brute force filter on. We should get some from Motorola. GE had them. I don't know. I'm sure all the manufacturers do back in the day. You don't see them too much anymore. Alternators are just don't seem to be, you know, we used to get ignition noise, alternator whine. It was always different problems. But I think we're out of suggestions, Jerry. I don't know what to tell. Keep trying.
V3BZ.
Hey, good evening, Kelly. Go ahead, sir.
If someone suggested this already, I apologize, but as a last resort, try twisting the positive and negative together. That may help.
Thank you. I do appreciate everybody getting from the manufacturer's plant over there. They got a big station over there, and I was able a long time ago to get some good answers out of them. So I'm going to go over to the Motorola plant and see who I can shake up over there. We thank everybody for their efforts, and we thank you for your suggestions. We'll try anything. N4 OSU will be down, and thank you again.
Here, Jerry, and I was thinking about you a week or so ago. I know you're a regular on the morning brew and different nets, and I hadn't heard you for a while. I guess your rig was down, so that explains it. Nice. Who else do I have? Station with an amateur radio related question. It's your call sign twice. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
W0
Quebec 4 Golf Whiskey Oscar.
W0
Quebec 4
Whiskey
Golf Whiskey Oscar. William around Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Wow. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. KG4 GWO. And Sean from Anderson, Texas. W0FVH. John, you're up first. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for holding it. And my question tonight, if I may, is I've been working on a 75-meter Invis antenna, and I cut it long to start with, and SWR was still close to about 41, and so I added 4 foot to it, and it's still about 3.9 instead of about 3.850 where I want it. How close to the ground can you run an Invis antenna without adversely affecting it? Right now, I think I've got it up about 15 feet off the ground, about 20 foot in the center, trying to run Invis on 75 meters. That's my question for tonight. W0SVH.
Right, well, hang right on, John. We'll get Charles in here, and I'm sure he can answer it for you. Good evening again, Charles.
Yeah, thank you, Dick. Yeah, Sean, you know, Invis is kind of an interesting concept from the very group for on 75 and 80 meters, but you know, you are a little bit low with that. It's going to behave better for you if you can get that up to about 30 feet at the lowest point. And They don't want to go much over about 40, because then it's going to start, you know, getting a little bit of a lower angle of radiation, because, you know, with an NVIS, you want, ideally, you want 90 degrees straight up, but, you know, it, I'm trying to remember the data offhand here, but if you can get it up to about 30 feet, maybe a little bit higher than that, but definitely no more than 40, that should bring that SWR down for you, but I suspect you're probably going to need to add about another 4 to 6 feet of wire to it once you get it up there. So kind of keep that in mind when you're moving it to where you can get it down to the ends a little bit easier and do any adjustments that you need to do at that point, Sean. Back over to you, Dick, KC6, UFM.
Thanks, Charles. A great answer. Always, Sean, I'll get you started.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it. Back to you, Net Control, W0SPH.
Thank you for stopping by, Sean. William, Wake Forest, North Carolina, KQ4GWO. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Net Control. Good evening, everybody. Yes, I'm working on my mobile. Get ready for some POTA. And I installed some fans on my amplifier. But when I key up the mic, the fans, they stop. And once I unkey the mic, the fans start again. So I just want to hear some comments of what I may be able to do to correct this issue.
I haven't assumed they're DC fans. My first guess would be RF getting in and shutting them down. Second guess would be, are you sure that you're not exceeding the current limit of your power supply, that they're not shutting down because you're exceeding your current limit of your power supply?
No, I don't think so. Basically, I'm working at a mobile right now. And what's going on is I pretty much got a good 14 volts going back to a couple of bus bars. So I'm getting all the current that I need. And for some reason that, which I don't quite understand, only when I key up, the fans have stopped spinning. So all comments I'm going to take back in that control.
KC6 UFM.
Yep, got you, Charles. Yep, I think it's an RF problem.
Good evening. 20,
think about it, when you key up, it changes. You know, you're drawing more current for number one, and secondly, you're producing RF, and you probably have the fans right around the power amp, and I've seen it, some ferrite cores, and sometimes we'll fix it on the, you know, on the DC fan leads. Over to you, Charles.
Well, thank you, Dick. Yeah, William, I have to agree with Dick that, you know, it's either the current is dropping off too much, voltage is dropping, or you're getting RF into the fans and kicking them loose. But I just wanted to jump in, and God, it's been 30 years ago now, but I had this no-name 6-meter tube-type amplifier. It was 500 watts, had two big fans on the back of it, but it was designed and set up from the factory. When you keyed it up, the fans stopped to where you wouldn't get noise from the fans into the microphone. You could turn that off, but it took me a while to figure out that I could turn that off, and it kind of drove me crazy for a little while, but I don't know of any current amps that do that, but I had one 25, 30 years ago, so I'm not saying that's what it is. I would more tend to agree with Dick that you've got some RF, and if you put some ferrites on the fan leads, that may very well take care of it right off the bat. Back over to you, Dick, AC6. Yeah.
Would anybody else like any suggestions for William before we leave the subject?
Net control. I guess need a, excuse me, one quick comment to verify, just to explain a little bit better about what I did. Now, basically what I did was I pretty much bolted, fastened or staple, whatever, however you want to put it, my own fans on my amplifier and ran a negative and positive to my bus bar. And it's the 150 amp bus bar. And I got a 130 amp alternator shooting juice back to it. Just to kind of verify my explanation, not thinking that I got an amp and I keyed up and the built-in fan stopped working.
Are you saying it's not the fans that you put on? You just said the built-in fan stopped working? I thought it was the external fans that you put on yourself.
You are correct. It's the fan that I put on. I was saying I don't want to be mistaken that I'm saying internal fans. I'm saying the fans that I put on myself, and I ran it to my negative and positive bus bar for power.
Okay, interesting question, William. But I guess first thing that comes up to mind here, now you're talking about a bus bar. So now we've added a big antenna onto your DC leads and your coax. Is your coax anywhere near the bus bar? You know, I think there's nothing left but RF. I really think it's RF from your power amp that's getting in and shutting the fans down. I would highly suggest that, putting some ferrite beads on the DC leads right at the fan, as close to the fan as you can get.
K4FXC.
Hi, David, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Is it a two-wire fan or a three-wire fan? So is it what type of fan is it? What size also, K4FXC?
It's a two-wire fan. I would say it's probably about, 0.22. Centimeters maybe. I could be just incorrect with the size, but yeah, it's two wires, negative and positive.
All right, well, I'm in agreement that most likely RF into it, and that's what's causing the problem. But one reason I was wondering if there's three wires is, most of these computer or fans that are designed or intended for use of computers these days will have three wires or sometimes two or three, could be two or three wires, but they use pulse width modulation to vary their speed, so their variable speed, and they can go up and down depending on, like if it's plugged into the computer, how much cooling you need. But RF will definitely get into them and can cause problems. Also get, noise can come out and bother your receiver. But my thought would be, first thing would be to power the fan from a small battery and just see if the problem goes away. So if you got like a 12-volt, 7-amp-hour gel cell or something like that, just power the fan from the battery instead of the bus bar, see if it starts working. And if it does, then that means it's, it kind of confirms either it's RF or the voltage drop is causing the problem. But that'd be one thing to try, K4FXC.
Okay, well, thanks, David and William. Let us know how you make out. I would... definitely move your coax around. Try that. Make sure that you didn't say yet. I assume with that kind of power, it's an HF amplifier, but it doesn't really matter. I really suspect it's RF, and I coming off of something you call out or something. So good suggestion to try it off another. Well, come back and let us know next week how you make out, William. Thank you, David. All right, last call for stations with an amateur radio related question.
WGL.
Anybody else got a question tonight? We'll take one more question if there is one.
My name is Whiskey Joe Liam. I'll copy.
The station on the U of M repeater. Did you have an amateur radio related question? Go ahead.
You are talking to me or someone else?
I'm talking to you, sir, the station on WUM. We're looking for amateur radio related questions. Do you have an amateur radio related question for the net tonight?
Yeah, well, and that is, where is this repeater located?
You know, you're on a net here with 400 nodes connected. You're, looks like you're coming into Ann Arbor 14523 at the University of Michigan, W8UM. Anybody else? Amateur radio related question. Call sign twice.
This is N1DLX. I've got a question.
All right, N1CLX was that? Go ahead, sir.
So in general, in an emergency, is it possible to contact emergency services if your cell phone isn't working?
Well, it would have to be a very extreme emergency. Are you talking about an unlicensed amateur? And what is your call sign, sir? We had N1CLX, is that correct?
No, N1ZLX, that's November 1 Zulu Lima X-ray. Basically, I'm not talking about an unlicensed amateur. I'm talking about a licensed amateur radio operator. But I guess I'm probably suggesting that they might, in an emergency, broadcast on potentially an unlicensed frequency. That's true.
Well, I think that's a one-on-one answer. I guess that's Michael in Venice, Florida, N1ZLX. Where are you going with this? What are you trying to say? You got emergency services frequencies in your vehicle or your home and you want to get on in an emergency if your cell phone doesn't work? I don't want to go there.
N4R, do you comment?
All right, Andrew, your comment, please. N4RDU.
Hey, good evening to you, Ned, and thanks for recognizing me. Some of our analog repeaters in my local area have audio capability, which I think has been kind of forgotten by a lot of people, but that has the capability to dial 911 via RF. Obviously not with 911, but one of the Penn Public Service activities last couple weekends ago, they actually used
K4FHC.
I didn't hear the name of the technology you were talking about. Can you repeat that, please?
Andrew Beck in the auto patch days, of course, you know, we should, you know, on the auto patch. I don't think that's the question. I think the question is if your cell phone, and I think the key here is if your cell phone's not working, can you go on an unlicensed frequency that you're not licensed for, a non-ham frequency, and make an emergency call? I think that's a onesie. What do you think, David?
Comment, WB5IQ.
Yeah, K4FXC. Well, I would say that, you know, if it is a true bona fide emergency, like life and death situation, and you had a way to make contact via some other means, you know, via public safety one way or another, personally I would do it. But I would definitely be prepared to, you know, to meet the consequences, because they're not going to be happy about it. You can guarantee that. And most public safety systems, you're not going to be able to get into it all these days. I mean, they're trunked with a lot of even run encryption and everything else, so you're literally just not going to be able to access it via ham rig at all. But the answer is, if you're in your area, you know, you can access a public safety system via a ham rig. Then, you know, if it is life and death, then, you know, truly life and death, then that's one thing. But if a situation where you've been, you know, you're in a hurricane and they said evacuate and you didn't, and you're calling them at that point because the cell phones are down, they are not going to be happy campers. They're probably going to lock you up, so just be prepared. So there will be consequences involved with it in almost every case these days. That's my opinion anyway, K4FXC. It is absolutely illegal, but that's my opinion, K4FXC.
This is N1ZLX. I was mainly, that's helpful to know, but I was also asking if maybe like public safety just listens on a frequency that they primarily use for themselves, but you know, maybe they listen for something. In the USA, yes.
So WB5ITT, I guess I doubled with somebody from Fort... Whoever that is in Fort Lauderdale, you're keying up and you're not recognized. Chris, WB5ITT, we'll take your comment, Chris, and then we'll move on with the subject. I can take any more comments.
Yeah, Jay, good evening to the net. WB5ITT, mobile well... this is a TechNet, and that is an operational question for regulatory. I suggest the person asking the question contact Raleigh Hollingsworth, K458 at AWRL.net. Raleigh is former EIB with the FCC, and he'll be able to explain it in detail. That question to me is not something that should be asked on a technical net. But again, Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZBH at AWRL.net would be the man to ask. WB5ITC mobile.
This is N1GLX. Okay, thank you. Clear.
All right, Michael, I guess you got some good answers here, and I think Chris is probably the best. It's going to be case by case. All right, thanks, everybody. An hour and 16 minutes into the net here tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Roger. See if I can see him. Oh, yeah. I got everybody minimized here on my go-to screen, KO4QLM. He's going to take you on down through a bunch of call districts, and Kevin, KE7K, is going to do the rest of them and do the wait and missed. So be sure to answer our questions. We want to see who comes closest to guessing the number of check-ins we had on our very first TechNet on June 4th, 2013. 12 years ago tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. See you on the open tomorrow on the brew. Over to you, Roger. This is Tech WB2JPQ.
Thank you, Dick, and it's been a good 12 years, I imagine. I've only been here for about 4 years of it, and I think only 2 years I checked in. So really have enjoyed listening to it and being part of it. So thank you for that. This is KO4QMM, Roger, in Central Florida. I'll be the net controller for the fun part of the TechNet. And our question tonight is, how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And the second part of the question is, guess how many check-ins we had on the first net, net number one. And I will be starting with the fives. If you have a five in your call sign, come twice and slowly.
Kilo Charlie 5, Charlie Zulu XA, KC5CZX.
All right, we got KC5, Daryl Lubbock, Texas. Text Hobbs, New Mexico, KI5PMI. Is there any other fives out there who would like to get in on the log? All right, Bill, Hobbs, New Mexico, KI5PMI. Question of the night is, how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And part two, guess how many check-ins they had on the first net, number one.
Good evening, Roger, and everybody on the net. Been doing it about three and a half years, and for the second part, I'm going to guess 25. So hopefully that's the correct answer. I hope everybody has a good night. KI5PMI, back to net.
Thank you, Bill, for joining us this evening. And, yeah, I didn't say what my guess was. 17. 17 was my guess. Let's move on to Daryl, Lubbock, Texas. KC5CZX. Good evening, Daryl.
Good evening to everyone on the net. KC5CZX. I do believe I've been here for all 13 years. I don't know if I actually checked in on the first one, but somewhere in the beginning of the net. And I'll take a guess of, say, 45. Back to net, KC5CZX.
QSL, thank you, Daryl, and Vicky got you down for 45, and thank you for logging, Vicky, K-E-A-B-K-Y. And we're going to move on to the sixes. If you have a call sign to join us tonight with the question of the evening, come with your call sign, twice and slow.
Whiskey 6, Alpha Lima Bravo, W6ALB.
All right, we got W6ALB, Andrew, Tucson, Arizona. And via text line, K6AAN, Mike, Valley Springs, California. And KC6UFM, Charles, in Guate, California. It's up to you, Charles. Good evening. And how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And guess how many check-ins on the first one?
Good evening, Roger. This is Charles, KC6UFM from beautiful downtown Guate, California. Many thanks to you and Dick and Kevin for herding the cats tonight. And Vicky, I have no idea how that girl gets those call signs out when she's logging. I mean, I've got on headphones and I sit here with this deer in the headlight look, and she's pulling numbers out. I don't get it. But as far as the question is concerned, somewhere between 5 and 6 years, so however Vicky wants to score that one. And you know, the bad thing here, Roger, is that I've heard Dick and Henry and Bob and a few of the others that were back in the first days of the TechNet, I've heard them say how many check-ins there were, but doggone it, Roger, I can't remember. I can't remember what they said. So, you know, they say the mind goes first, so I guess that's it. But I'm just going to throw a guess out there of 15. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, not much happening here. It's starting to get a little bit warmer. And as Dick mentioned earlier on, the ECR magazine is out. And the little shameless self-promotion, the Antenna Farm article is in there. And going to tell you how to build a quad for both 6 and 2 meters. So if you want to get into some serious VHF DX work, that's the antenna you need. So everybody have a great evening. Stay safe. 7-3. This is KC6 UFM. Back to net control.
Well, thanks for joining us as always, Charles. And she put down 5.5, so that's pretty funny. And somebody was asking about you on the 20-meter net. They mentioned about the antenna farm on the in the magazine and stuff. I said, hey, you got to check them out Tuesday night on the Tech Net. So they were looking forward to hearing from you. I hope they're here tonight listening to you. So thanks again, Charles. This is KO4QMM, Roger in Central Florida, net controller for the TechNet. Question tonight is, how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet, and how many check-ins we had on the first net? Thanks for joining us there, Mike, K6AAN, Mike, Valley Springs, California, Europe.
Throw a guess at 19 check-ins. 19. Back to you, Roger. K6AAN.
Thanks, Mike. I was getting a little ahead of myself there. Appreciate you joining us this evening. And we're going to move on to Andrew, Tucson, Arizona, W6ALB. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, this is W6ALB Andrew in Tucson, Arizona. Currently 85 degrees Fahrenheit over here. Just a nice night. I'm going to take the golf cart out with the dog and do a little spin around the neighborhood, say hello stuff to the neighbors and stuff. Nice to meet your queens out there, Roger. And I think I got my RLP node, Normad, about a year ago, so maybe a year and a half, but as far as this TechNet goes, I think I tried just like a couple times maybe because I had different nets on Tuesday. But I like it. It's a good little setup over here as far as listening to good conversations and people out there in general. But as far as the question tonight, I'm going to go with, I like that. I like that 0.5, but I'm going to go with originally. I tried checking it earlier, but apparently I was already logged in, so I'll go with 8 tonight for the answer. Thanks, Net Control, Roger. This is W6ALB Andrew in Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Andrew. You had nice audio there, and my sister lives in Gilbert, Arizona, and said you've been getting a little bit of the wet stuff and some clouds lately, and I'm sure you're enjoying that. Thanks for joining us again. Have a great evening. And we're going to move on to the sevens. If you have a 7 in your call sign, want to join us this evening, answer the question of the night, come in your call sign, twice and slow.
N7WZI, N7WZI.
KK7OGC. KK7OGC. right, we got Marty, Troutdale, Oregon, KK7WOH. We got Fred, Reno, Nevada, KK7OGC. And we got Alan, which I do believe is in Oregon now, N7WZI. Any other sevens? Just checking. I don't want to rush anybody. So let's go up to you, Alan, Lubbock, or Oregon, I think you are, N7WZI. How long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet, which I believe has been quite a long time there. You and the Godfather know each other for a while now. And guess how many check-ins on the first net? Up to you, Alan.
Okay, I moved to Gresham, Oregon is where I'm at. And I've been on this thing for 5-6 years. I was on Morning Brews when it first came out in season one. But I was checking in on both of them. I think there might have been 16 check-ins.
All right, my friend, we got you down for 16, and hope you have a wonderful evening there. And we're going to move on to Fred, Reno, Nevada, K7OGC. Good evening, Fred.
And everyone else on the net. 1 year for checking in, and I remember Dick stating that it was 4 IRLP nodes that he tied together initially, and I'm going to stick with the number 4 on that one. KK7OGC, back to net.
A little strategic move there. Thanks for joining us, Fred. Hope you have a wonderful evening. This is KO4QMM. We're going to move on to Marty in Troutdale, Oregon, KJ7WOH. Good evening, Marty. And how long have you been checking into the ECR Tech Net? And guess how many check-ins they had on the first net?
Well, thanks, Roger. It was about 4 years ago the first time I checked into the TechNet. And then not having been here 13 years ago, I'm going to make a shot in the dark and say 27 check-ins back then. Thanks, Roger. KJ7WOH.
Thank you, Marty. I'm enjoying it, just listening to all these people that have been here all these years and stuff. Pretty good, pretty fun. Good hobby to be around. All right, that's the end of the sevens. We're going to move on to the eights. And we already have via text line Roy Blaisdell, New York, KAHBYU, and via text line CR, Unionville, PA, WHCW. Anybody else with an 8 in your call sign, come twice and slow.
India 8 X-ray WI8X.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Juliet. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Juliet. Allen of Northeast Ohio.
Well, that was orderly. Boy, if I can get my tongue out of the way, let's get together here. AD8MJ, Allen, Warren, Ohio, and WI8X, Chris, Redford, Michigan. And let's go to the top of the line here. Roy Blaisdell, New York, KABYU. How long have you been listening, or how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And guess how many check-ins we had on the first net?
Everybody, KAABYU. I think it's been around
6 years, and I'm going to say 7 check-ins for the first map. Back to you. Thanks, Roy, for checking in this evening, and have a wonderful evening. Let's move on to CR, Unionville, PA, WHCRW. Good evening, CR.
Good evening, Roger, on the net. Well, you're going to get 2 guesses. I've been a ham for maybe 5 or 6 years, so I'm going to say 3 years for checking in to the ECR. And as far as check-ins, let's say 6. 6 check-ins on the first one. 73, WHCRW.
Thank you, CR, for being with us this evening. WHCRW. Let's move on to Chris, Redford, Michigan. WI8X. Good evening, Chris.
Well, good evening to everybody on the East Coast Reflector TechNet. This is probably my 5th check-in. I don't check in every week, but I do listen. You can learn a lot by listening. Good evening to my old friend Dick, WB2JPQ. He knew me best as N8FZT. And I'm going to take a wild stab at 11 on your net. I think I met Dick about that time. But, of course, the linking didn't take place until a couple of years ago, so. But I used to be a regular check-in to the East Coast Reflector via IRLP. Back to net control, this is WI8X.
Thanks, Chris, for joining us this evening, and we'll be looking for you next TechNet. Let's move on to Alan, Warren, Ohio, 88MJ. Good evening, Alan. And how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet, and how many check-ins we had on the first net?
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Roger. See, I've been checking. I think the first time I checked in was probably 2021, so 3 years, I would suppose. And I'll say 12 check-ins for the first net. So thanks for having me. Keep up the good work. 73, everyone. Back to you, there, Roger, KO4, QMM, 88MJ.
Thank you, Alan, for joining us this evening from Warren, Ohio. Let's move on to Timothy, Detroit, Michigan, 98TCS. TCS, yes, I got that right, via text line. Good evening, Timothy.
Good evening there. This is November 8, Tango Charlie Sierra / Victor Echo 3. Being this is my first time checking in, I'd say it's been 3 minutes since I texted my call sign in. And I'm going to guess 14 check-ins originally.
Well, it's good to have you aboard, my friend. You'll probably enjoy all the nets and, you know, check out eastcoastreflector.com. You'll see what it's all about. A lot of fun. So it might not be your first time listening, though. I tell you what, the older I get, the more I listen. That's for sure. Thanks for joining us. We're going to move on to the nines now. This is KO4QMM, Roger in Central Florida. Question of the evening is, how long have you been checking in to the ECR TechNet, and how many check-ins have we had on the first net? Anybody with a 9 in their call sign come twice in the slope?
This is 9 Yankee 4 Delta X-ray.
9Y4DX Bertrand.
Awesome, Bertrand. I knew I could count on you. NY4DX. Is there anybody else with a 9 that would like to get in on the logbook? Somebody call. All right, I guess that's it, Bertrand. It's me and you. NY4DX from Trinidad and Tobago. How long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet, and how many check-ins we had on the first net?
Well, a pleasant evening to you, Net Control. This is 9Y4DX, Bertrand, my location, Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. And let me extend a pleasant evening as well to all of the stations listening to the East Coast Reflector TechNet this Tuesday evening. Hope everyone is doing well. In Trinidad and Tobago today, we had a fairly fine day. At this moment, the temperature is just around 79 degrees Fahrenheit. With respect to the question, first of all, I have been in the TechNet for quite some time, maybe a little longer than 5-6 years ago. I can't remember exactly when I started, but I knew it was before just around 2000 or close to around there. And I believe just around 13, the number would be 13 that checked in on your first net. That's it from me, Net Control. This is NY4DX.
Thanks for joining us this evening, Bertrand, from the beautiful Caribbean there. You have a wonderful night, and we'll be looking for you down the line. That's it for me. We're going to hand it over to KE7K, Kevin. And I want to thank everybody that joined me this evening. Hand it over to you. Take it over, Kevin. Thanks for everything. KO42MM clear.
CWI late check-in.
KR4COH.
Let me see if I can grab it here. Roger, thank you very much. And Dick, thank you as well. This is Kevin, KE7K. I'll be your net controller for the last third of tonight's 12-year anniversary of the TechNet. I'll be doing call signs 0, 1, 3, and 4 in that order. If you've missed your group, you can stick around for the late and missed, which will be after those 5. Tonight's question: how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And as a bonus question, guess how many check-ins we had on net number 1. We are on the 0 call district. If you have a 0 in your call sign you'd like to check in, please come now.
And 0, Mike Sierra, Sierra. KF0SYV, KF0SYV.
I recognize N0MSS and KF0SYV. Anybody else with a 0 in the call sign, please come now. Hearing none, Ross, you're first up, N0MSS.
Good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. I'm glad to say that I've been a part of this since 2018. It's been fun, and it has grown a lot since I first got on. I think there was only probably less than an average of 100 connections, maybe 80 to 100. And Nets maybe went up to double that, so it's at least doubled since I started. And I am guessing that it was probably
IRLP days when they tried the first net, and I know they said they had just a handful of repeaters connected in, so I'm going to guess 10, roughly 10 check-ins on the first net. So that's my guess. N0 MSS.
That sounds good, Ross. We got you down for 10, and thanks for being a frequent flyer over our 12 years. Galen, Woodbine, Iowa, KF0SYV. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the... It's always a pleasure to listen to you, and I enjoy the conversation and the different subjects. I've only had my license since the 1st of... since January. This will be, 6 months, so I've checked in a few times. The answer to your second question is, I didn't hear anybody say 12, so I'm gonna go with the number 12 on your first check-in there. So everybody have a good evening and a good week. KF0SYV, back on that.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Galen. Got you down for 12. We'll move on to the first call district. We've got Perry in Tigard, Oregon, K1KHJ via the text line. Anybody else want in their call sign, please come now.
KC1QPL, KC1QPL, excuse me.
I think I doubled there with someone, N1CBM.
Carlos and John, we got both of you, N1CBM and KC1QPL. Stand by just for a second and see if we got anybody else with a call sign from the first call district that would like to check in this evening. Please come now. All right, Barry, we got you, NA1BE. You're real low on audio, Barry. Other people have sounded okay on that repeater, so I think it's probably on your end. If you can turn up your mic gain a little bit or really get up into that mic when we come back to you, hopefully we can hear you a little bit better. This is KE7K with the East Coast Reflector Tech Cut. Perry, you're first up in the ones. K1KHJ, how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And how many check-ins we had on net number one 12 years ago?
Hello, Kevin and everyone on net. Thanks for doing that tonight. Happy anniversary. And I've been checking in off and on, probably about 5 years at least, but I'm I was trying to remember. You know, I remember Dr. Steve, I think his name was, right in the middle of COVID, so that was probably 2020, and so close enough. And as far as the number of check-ins the first time, 20 was the first number I thought of, so I'm going to go with that. So anyway, that's it from here. Thanks again, and talk to you all soon, I hope. This is K1KHJ.
Seven three Perry, thank you for checking in. Carlos, N1CBM, good evening.
Hello, Kevin. Good evening, Vicky, and the rest of the techies on the TechNet. Currently, 12 years doing this. Very nice. Like it. I recently started interacting with the TechNet as of last year, so I'm pretty young here. ECR, I would say 1 year, maybe less than that. And as far as for the number of check-ins, I would say like 9 or 10. Let's put there on the logs. N1CBM, back to you, Kevin.
And thanks for checking in, Carlos. Got your 1 year and your guess of 10 for the first net. John, KC1QPL. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, everyone on TechNet. Happy anniversary to us all. And thank you for starting. What a wonderful, informative place to be. I don't know. I had a stroke, so my memory's not so good. I'll say years I've been checking in. And I'll go with Lucky 7 for the number of check-ins on the first TechNet. And I hope you will reveal the answer to us at some point in time, or maybe in the magazine that you publish, which is so wonderful to enjoy. So thanks for having me. So back to you, KC1QPL, listening.
Thanks for checking in, John. Well, just like Johnny Carson, I'm going to be holding an envelope to my head at the end of the night and see if I can reveal the correct answer. Barry in Parkland, Florida, NA1BE. Sorry about that, Dick. Barry, are you still with us? NA1BE. All right, nothing heard from Barry. Bob, well, sorry, let's move on to the twos. I'll recognize what we've got so far. Bob, KD2JPP, Joel, WA2UUS, Andy, WA2AJR, Randy, W2RBC, and Robert, VK2DY. I got you guys queued up. Anybody else with a 2 in their call sign, please come now.
KD2YZ.
W2KJV. W2KJV.
Zulu Alpha.
Yeah, we picked up 2.5 there. 82IZ, Bob, and Tony, W2KJV. Thanks for checking in. We'll come back to you in just a few minutes. The Zulu Alpha station, could you come back with your full call?
Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Zulu Alpha, KE2FZA.
All right, thanks for your patience there. John, yeah, you got doubled on there the first time. KE2FZA, got you. Anybody else with a 2 in their call sign, please come now.
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Juliet. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Juliet.
All right, Bob, KC2 Delta Juliet. Got you at the bottom of the twos here, which will go up to the top of the list. Let's see, Bob, Gallatin, Tennessee, KD2JPP. We might have to increase the width on our field here for you. How long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet, and how many check-ins did we have on the very first net?
Hey, Kevin, good evening. And good evening to everyone else on the net. As far as tonight's question, I don't go back to the very beginning in 12 years, but I have been on the ECR since 2015, so that's 10 years. I haven't missed a lot of it. So. And as far as my the first net check-ins, my guess, I'll go with the number 23. Everybody stay safe. Have a great week. Back to net control.
QSL on your 10 and 30, Bob. Thanks for being around all those years. Joel, WA2UUS, good evening.
Everyone else on the net,
answer the question tonight. I believe I've probably been on 8+ years on the TechNet, and my guess is maybe around 15 people in the first net, and I congratulate Dick and the founders for creating this wonderful TechNet. Thank you, Kevin. Be well and be safe.
Hey, Ray, Joe, 8 and 15, got you in there. Thank you. Andy, W2AJR, good evening.
Four years, and I've been a part of the TechNet that entire time, so 4 years for me. And I'm going to be a little more optimistic on that first night. I'll say 52 check-ins. 7-3, I'll have a great week. Back to you, Kevin.
All right, thanks very much, Andy. And just as a fun little aside, our average on those guesses is right around 27. So you did get a little optimistic. Randy, one of our ECR team members, W2RBC.
Hey, Vicki and everyone on the TechNet. I've been intermittently checking into the TechNet for about 3 years now. For the second question, they told me how many people logged in, so I'll pass on that question. Also, congratulations to all of the TechNet staff. Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, thanks for checking in, Randy, and appreciate your honesty on that. Robert, VK2DY in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales. Good evening.
Good evening. Good morning. 4 minutes left in the morning from here. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 13 degrees Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit. Not getting much warmer than that. We're getting winter temperatures here in Sydney. It seems supposed to hit freezing, I think, on Friday. Anyway, I can't remember exactly, maybe 5 or 6 years. It was about a year before you permitted Echolink, and I was bridged in via an Echolink All-Star bridge, and somebody commented on that. So I know it was before you allowed Echolink, but I can't remember exactly when. Anyway, it was that long ago. I'm going to guess, let's go with 19 for the first net check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Thanks for checking in, Robert. Bob, 82IZ.
Yeah, I've been listening to the TechNet probably for maybe 6 months. So I've only had my license for 9 months. I guess I could have been listening before then, but I wasn't. Checked in 3 or 4 times, and I'm going to recuse myself from answering how many because I happened to have run across that tonight. So I will step back from that answer. Have a great night, and I appreciate everything you all do. I hope to see you on the 20th.
Thanks for checking in, Bob. Tony, W2KJV.
Good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the TechNet tonight. Tony here, Homo Sasso, Florida, 72.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Kevin, I'm not quite sure. I want to say 2017. I think I've been checking in since 2017. Not 100% sure on that, though. And for the first TechNet, I'm going to go with a guess of 14. Everyone has a great night and better tomorrow. 73 all, W2KJV.
Thanks for checking in, Tony, and thanks for what you do on the system. John, Buffalo, New York, KE2FZA.
Good evening.
Thanks a lot. This is KE2FCA. My license is here now for 29 days, and I think I've checked in twice into the net. My guess, with an even 31 stations checking in for the first time. Thanks, all. 73.
We'll move on to Alan, into ZVN. Good evening, Alan.
Oh, good evening, Kevin. Everyone on the net tonight. Well, let's see. I've been checking in for 4 years, and I'm going to be very optimistic and say 32 was the initial number. Everyone have a good night. N2ZVN, back to net.
All right, thanks for checking in, Alan. And I think I skipped Bob, KC2DJ. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening to everyone on the net. I've been listening to this net via Echolink via, for about a year now, off and on. But I've only checked in a few times. So that's the story on that. On your second question for your first net, I'll guess 25 is the number. So 73 to all from Babylon, Long Island, New York, where it's 67 degrees right now. 73 to all on the net. Back to net control.
Eight, 73, Bob, thank you for checking in. Last in the twos is Charles in Selden, New York, on W2CJM.
Good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. I'm not quite sure the question because I just turned it on a couple minutes ago. So if you can repeat the question, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Charles. That's on me. I'm bad about not repeating the question enough. How long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And guess how many check-ins we had on number one? And just to give you some context, since you haven't been listening, this is our 12th year anniversary of the TechNet. So those where those questions came from. Charles, good evening. W2CJM, back to you.
Okay, so I've been probably on the reflector for the last 2 years, and I'm pretty consistent in the mornings, and I try to make Tuesday nights as often as possible. I don't know how many times, though, for the TechNet.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Charles. We got you down for checking in for about 2 years. Thanks very much. This is KE7K, your net control station for the East Coast Reflector TechNet. We are up to the third call district, the next to last group tonight for the fours, and been late and missed. Three in your call sign, and your name is not Kevin, VE3BZ, or Jim, KD3ATQ. Please come now.
Whiskey Baker 3 Golf Tango Mike, WB3GTM.
Victor Echo 3 India Quebec Uniform, VE3I Julius.
November 3, Delta Mike Charlie, Dave, N3 DMC.
KB3, CPK. KB3, CPK.
Whiskey 4, Alpha Tango Yankee, W4A2I.
I recognize WB3GTM, VE3IQU, N3DMC, KB3ZPK, and the ATY station. Could you come back with your full call, please?
Whiskey 4, Alpha Tango Yankee, W4ATY.
All right, very good. Alton, W4ATY. We're just on the third call district right now, but since the fours are up next, we'll just keep you in the queue until we get there. Anybody else with a 3 in their call sign, please come now.
Whiskey Bravo 3, Echo Golf Delta, WB3EGD.
BK3KEZ.
WB3EGD, I think I recognized you before, but if I didn't, we got you. And Brian, VK3KEZ. We'll go ahead and work these threes here. Tonight's question, how long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And guess how many check-ins we had on net number one. Kev, VE3BZ, up to you.
Good evening, Kev, and everyone on the net. This is Kevin, VE3BZ, Victoria Harbor, Ontario. And I've been checking in since I built my IRLP node in 2014. So according to my arithmetic, that's 11 years. Already. Anyhow, and for the first net, I'm going to guess 15. I remember Dick saying the number, but I don't remember what it is, but I'll guess 15. And the swap and shop, I don't have anything this week, but if anybody has anything they want to sell or looking for, just email me at ve3bz@rogers.com. or eastcoastreflector.com. Go to contact ECR and SwapNet submissions. I think I heard someone on earlier in the net that was looking for something. So just email me the details of what you're looking for and your contact information, and we'll get a list for you. All right, Kev, back to you, VE3BZ.
Very good, Kev. Thanks for everything you do for the swap and shop, and sounds like Dick's going to buy you a beer at the meet and greet. Wish I could make it. Maybe next year that'll happen. Jim, Easton, Pennsylvania, KD3ATQ. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin, Vicky, and the rest of the net. I've only been licensed since March, so just for a couple of months have I been checking into the net. As far as the first one, I'm going to guess 18 because I wanted to guess around that area and I don't think anybody else has. Back to net control, KD3ATQ.
Thanks for checking in, Jim. Mike, WB3GTM.
Around a lot of 6-meter activity today. 6 meters is open like gangbusters. It's a great day. Thank goodness, because HF is totally dead. But anyhow, I really don't remember. Years are going by so daggone quick. I just do not know how many years I've been on now. I'm kind of guessing like 68, maybe more. thinking as far as the first net number. You know, usually if, when a net starts out, it's just a couple friends. And I'm kind of thinking 5 and 6, probably less than a dozen. That's just what I'm thinking. But might be surprised. Hey, thanks for running a net. Thanks for checking me in. 7-3, I'm back in net control. This is WB3GTM.
Thanks for checking in, Mike. We got you down to 7 and 6. Reg, VE3IQU, good evening.
Hello, good evening to you, Kevin, and everybody else around the net tonight. And hope that everybody's doing well and to enjoy the summer that's just about upon us. Anyhow, the wife and I are fine. Not too much going on here. Once in a little TV and this, that, and the other thing. How's today? Not a lot going on. As for the question, well, not sure, but I've probably been listening to the net now for, I think, 7 or 8 years anyway. And second question, I'm trying to remember what it was now. It's been a long time. I'm going to let you have to remind me what the second part of that question is.
Yeah, my pleasure, Reg. The second part of the question, this is our 12-year anniversary. How many check-ins do you think we had on net number one?
Well, I'll take a wild guess and say you might have had, let's say around about 11. So back to you. Hope you're doing well there. And Dick included. And we'll be listening through the end, I suppose. Be free on it to you. A great week, everybody.
All right, 7 and 11, Reg. We got you. David, N3DMC. Good evening. Yeah, David, November 3, Delta, Mike, Charlie. Are you still with us? If nothing heard, we'll move to Mary in Easton, Pennsylvania, KB3VPK.
Good evening, everyone on the net. I'm going to guess 21 check-ins for the lucky 21, and I believe it was either 17 or 2018, so I'm going to go with 8 years. Been listening and checking in with the East Coast Reflector people. Back to you, Kevin, KB3VPK.
Thanks for checking in, Mary. Richard, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, WB3EGD.
Thank you. Good evening, all. It's an honor to be checking in to the net on such an auspicious occasion. And according to the earliest logbook I can find, because, yes, I log, December 8th, 2021 was the first entry I could find, but there might have been one earlier than that in a separate logbook, but if so, not by too many weeks or months. So I'm going to say about 3.5 years. And my stab in the dark, the number I'm pulling out of thin air, will be 28. And I thank you, and looking forward to another happy 12 years at least. A WB3EGD back to net.
Thanks for checking in. Richard, got you as 2.5 and 28. This is KE7K, your net control station. I'll move to Brian, VK3KEZ. Brian, I'm going to say that you live in Cornwall, but I'm excited to hear you say it. Over to you, VK3KEZ.
It's pronounced Cornwall. It's in Gippsland, Victoria. And this is my first check-in. So my guess is 12. Back to you.
Well, good to have you along and see you along. Always fun to put eyes on people checking in when they happen to be in the Zoom room. So I'll give Brian a wave there. Thanks for checking in. Les, well, I guess we're up to the fours. It was the end of the threes. In the fours, I've got KK4SED, KO4FRR, W4ATY. Alton got you in there. KQ4GLY, and K4KU. Anybody else with a four in their call sign, please come now.
Quebec 4, Romeo Whiskey November, Huntsville, Alabama. The name is Kevin.
Whiskey 4, Alpha Juliet Kilo. The name is Skip in Plantation, Florida.
Mass and Harvest, back to you, Roger.
Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Bravo Juliet, Daryl Decatur. Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Bravo Juliet, Daryl Decatur.
KQ4UPK, KQ4UPK, Chris and Fort Pierce.
K4 Fox X-ray Charlie, K4FXC.
145.45 repeater, WR4ABC.
AC4BR, AC4BR.
We picked up quite a few there. Fours have overtaken the twos as the dominant call district to check in. Kevin, Q4RWN, W4AJK, Skip, KM4UBJ, Daryl, KQ4UPK, Chris, K4FXC, good evening, David, and AC4BR, Brian. Final call for anybody with a 4 in their call sign. Please come now.
Hello, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Hotel Echo. Hello, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Hotel Echo, Pat and Harvest. Back to you, David, Kevin.
Good evening, Pat. KQ4FHE. Close out the fours with you. But at the other end of this vast list is Les. Les in Claremont, Florida, KK4SED. How long have you been checking into the TechNet? And how many check-ins do you think we had on net number one 12 years ago?
Hey, it's 74 degrees here in Claremont. 11 and a half years. Been around for a while. And it looks like, I can remember, 40 check-ins. There was 40 check-ins that kept in at that time. Okay. KK4SED, back to net.
Thanks for checking in, Les, for the last 11 and a half years. Joe, KO4FRR, one of our team members. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, good evening, Kevin. Good evening, everybody else on the net. In about one more month. It'll be 5 years for me, and I'm not going to say the answer because I want to make it to the meet and greet. Talk to you guys later. KM4FR.
Well, you're a wise man, Joe. Thank you for checking in. Alton, I appreciate your patience. It looks like you're new to the East Coast Reflector. Thanks for finding us tonight. We'll put you down as tonight is when you started checking into the TechNet. W4ATY, good evening. Yeah, Alton, were you able to stick around? W4ATY. Moving on to Chris in Parrish, Florida, KQ4GLY. Well, looking at the monitor, I know I'm transmitting. Hope it wasn't something I said. Chris, Parrish, Florida, KQ4GLY. Are you still around? All right, Jason, turn my spirits around. K4KU, are you there?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and everybody at Net. Happy 12th anniversary. Having just started the open mic net with Mark, I can't imagine 12 years and all the work it takes, so kudos to everybody involved. I've been checking into the net for about 6 months now, off and on, and with some recent experience, I would guess about 28 check-ins for the first night of a new net on a reflector. This is K4KU, and have a great night. Back to net control.
Seven three, Jason, thanks for what you do with the open mic net. That's always fun to listen to. Kevin, Huntsville, Alabama, KQ4RWN.
How you doing, Kevin, and the rest of the net? I just got my kennel license at the Huntsville Ham Fest last August, so it's been about 10 months on and off. If I come by and I hear you guys and remember to come in, so it's been about 10 months right now. And say about 19 people for the first net.
Kevin, got you down for about 1 year and 19 for your guests on the first net there. Thanks for checking in. Skip, W4AJK, good evening.
Good evening, this is Skip, W4AJK from Plantation, Florida. This is actually my first time checking into the TechNet. Just ran across the East Coast Reflector last week, so I've been popping in as much as I can. I'm guessing 7 for your very first TechNet. W4AJK, back to that.
Thanks for checking in, Skip. Daryl, KM4UBJ, good evening.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Daryl, KM4UBJ. I've been checking in off and on for around 8 years. And I'm going to guess a number I haven't heard anybody so far say. I'm going to guess 2. The number 2 of the total check-ins for a second. Back to you.
All right, thanks for checking in, Daryl. Chris, KQ4UPK.
Hey there, Kevin, and everybody else on the net. Hey, Vicki.
I've currently been checking into the net for about 292 days, so on and off. So that would leave me with 73 days left before I make a year. Funny, 73s. And also, I haven't heard the number 24 yet. So since I'm born on January 24th, 1982, I'll go with 24 on the first net. Anyways, back to you, Kevin. KQ4UPK, back to net control.
Thanks for checking in, Chris. Got you down as 24. David, K4FXC. Good evening, David.
Yeah, KE7K, K4FXC. Good question. I think probably about 8 years I've been checking in, approximately 7 or 8 years, something like that. And I don't think it's a fairly large number for the original net. I have heard the number before, but don't recall off the top of my head, so I'll go with a nice 12, since it's been going for 12 years. K4FXC, back to net.
Yeah, very good, David. Got you down for 12. Brian, AC4BR.
Well, good evening, Kevin. Anybody else on the net? I'm going to pull a bit of Price is Right strategy. The lowest I heard was 2, so I'll go 3. No, actually, I'll go a lot better than that, but just for the sake of being different. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. This is AC4BR.
Thank you for checking in, Brian. Pat, KQ4FHE, round out the general calls before we go to Leighton Mist.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and everybody else on the net. I've been checking into the TechNet for 2.5 years. I'm guessing 16 members to attend the first net. Back to you, Roger. Thank you for FAQ Chris.
And thanks for checking in, Pat. Got you 2.5 years and 16 for your check-ins on the first net there. We'll move on to late and missed stations. Late and missed. Ruben, we got you. Heard you in there earlier, KD6CWI. Any other late or missed stations? Please come now.
Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec, in earlier.
N2BH.
November 5, America, Quebec, Mike. N5AQM, Mike in Chandler, Arizona.
Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Uniform X-ray. Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Uniform X-ray.
Net Control.
Net Control, this is K0KON, Roger in Houston.
November 5, Charlie Bravo X-ray. This is Crystal from San Antonio, Texas.
M6QDY.
Kilo Oscar 4 Tango X-ray India. Kilo Oscar 4 Tango India.
All right, let me recognize these 9 stations. KE4ZYQ, N2BH, N5AQM, KJ5KUX, W2PUT, K0KON, KON, N5CBX, N6QDY, and KL4TXI. And since we got a pretty good list here, I'm going to go ahead and run these, and I'll make another call for late and missed after we get through these. Ruben, you're first up. I'll repeat the question for everybody. How long have you been checking into the ECR TechNet? And how many check-ins do you think we had on our first net 12 years ago? Ruben, KD6CWI.
6CWI operating on All-Star, connecting to the ECR. Pleasure to be here, and good evening, everyone. I started checking in 2020, late 2020 to 2021, and my guess on the number would be 45. 45. I'll bring it back to Net Control, and thank you for all the Net Controls that did the net tonight. I much appreciate it for your labor. 73KD6CWI.
Right, very good, Ruben. Thank you for checking in. Next up is KE4ZYQ. Good evening.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, and thanks to all the Net Controllers in the net tonight. I think I've been on this repeater for this East Coast Reflector about a year and a half, two at the most. And I don't think I heard, because I had to go to another net and come back here today, tonight, and I don't think I heard so far the number, unlucky number, but it may be the lucky number for the first net, 13. 1-3-13. Back to that, KU4ZYQ.
Alright, we'll put you down for a baker's dozen. Thanks for checking in. Bill, N2BH, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Kevin, everybody. I want to say I've been checking in this, that, a little less than a year, and I agree. I'm going to go with 13 also for the first net, N2BH.
And 7-3, Bill. Thanks for checking in. N5AQM is up next.
Hey, good evening, everybody. On the net, N5AQ. I'm Mike here in Chandler, Arizona. It's 96 degrees currently out here in the desert southwest. Not bad. And I'm going to say 7. I'm going to say 7. And that's my answer. N5AQ. I'm back to net. Thank you.
Thanks for checking in, Mike. Ricky, KJ5. KUX, you're up next. KJ5KUX, Ricky in Houston, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Sorry, Net Control, this is Ricky from Houston, and I really appreciate it, guys. I've been listening in as much as possible. I just got my tech license a little over a month ago. Checked in a couple of times here and have heard a lot of really useful information. I'd say my guess is going to be 14. Thank you again. KJ5KUX, back to Net Control.
Ricky. Dan, W2PUT, good evening.
Good evening. Well, I'm checking in to the net on and off since the very beginning. so I've been doing 12 years. I've been trying to remember how many people checked in back then, but you know, the memory isn't quite pulled out. I want to say it was upper teens, low 20s, but I'm gonna go with 42 because that's my favorite number. Back to you, W2P UT.
Thanks for checking in, Dan. I think somebody else also guessed 42, but not because it was their favorite number. I think it was is the answer to everything. So good luck to the two of you. Roger, Kilo Zero, Kilo Oscar November. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my check-in. I have checked into the net, not often, but I just happened to be switching over from the 2-meter club net and heard you guys, so I thought I'd say hello. My guess is just totally out of the blue, 15, K0 coin.
All right, Roger, got you down for 15. Crystal, San Antonio, Texas. Looks like you're new to the TechNet and the system as a whole, Crystal. Thanks for finding us and checking in. N5CBX. My name is Kevin. My call sign is Kilo Echo 7 Kilo. I'm located in Portland, Oregon, and I'm the net controller at the moment for the East Coast Reflector TechNet. We've got a question of the evening. And the part that's applicable to you is guess how many check-ins we had on our first net 12 years ago. N5CBX, over to you.
Thank you so much for the welcome. Yes, it's my first time here. Thank you. It's N5CBX. I just got my technicians in April and my general in May, and my guess is 4. Thanks for having me, 73.
All right, thanks for checking in, Crystal. Got you down as 4. David, N6QDY, I see you in the Zoom room, so don't give away the answer if you heard it. Over to you.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, Vicki, and the net, everyone in the Zoom room. I heard it, but I already had a number before, so I'm going to pick my number, which is 20. And a happy 12th anniversary to everyone on the TechNet. And I've been on for probably, I think this is my third week, including this week, so I've only been on for 3 weeks. And again, my number on the check-in, your first is 20. Hey, you're doing a great job, folks. Thanks again. Back to Net Control, N6QDY.
Thanks for participating, David. Vincent, KL4TXI. Good evening, Vincent.
Good evening, Kevin. This is KO4TXI. I think I've been on this net once before, and I have been on the system once or twice. Tried to check in earlier today and didn't quite make it through. I'm not sure if I didn't have my transmit power up high enough to hit the local repeater, so hopefully my audio is coming through fine now as I've bumped it up a bit. But with that all said, I'm going to guess 5 is the total number of check-ins for the first TechNet. Back to net control.
Yeah, thank you for checking in, Vincent. I'm going to make one more call, final call for any late or missed stations, any station, anywhere that would like to check into the TechNet this evening. Please come now. Final call.
KD2VNU, KD2VNU.
Whiskey 0 Sierra Victor Hotel, W0SVH.
4, Golf Bravo India, WB4GBI.
Kilo Mike, Victor 44 Kilo Mike.
Alpha Delta 9 Bravo Uniform. Alpha Delta 9 Bravo Uniform.
KQ4GLY, KQ4GLY.
Foxtrot Tango Golf in New York.
Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Whiskey November, W4FWN.
All right, we'll close it out with these eight stations. Derby Dan, KQZNU, W0SVH, W4GBI, Victor 44 Kilo Mike, 89BU, KQ4GLY, W4FWN, and there was a Foxtrot Tango Golf Station. Could you come back with your full call?
Yes, this is Mike in New York at Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Tango Golf. Back to net.
I got you that time, Michael, KE2FTG. We've got a new tech in the Zoom room. I'm going to go ahead and put you in the log here, KJ5LMV. I'll give you a call in a few minutes if you can get on the air. We'd love to check you in. First up on this last run of late and missed is Derby Dan, KD2VNU.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the rest of the net. I've been checking in since early 2021. And I saved probably about 15 for the original check-ins on net number one. Everybody have a good evening. Hope all is well. KD2VNU.
Thanks for checking in, Dan. Sean, W0SVH.
Dan, this is W0SVH, Sean over here in Anderson, Texas. Thank you for holding the net. And I've only been jumping on for a little over 2 years. Got my technician license a little before that. And Charlie, W5AR, led me over here to the ECR to check-in. But I have to say, I'm going to guess 17 for the original TechNet. That would be my guess. And I'm back to net control, W0SVH, Sean in Anderson, Texas.
All right, thank you for checking in, Sean. Next up is Tim, WB4GBI. Tim, I'm in Portland, Oregon now, but I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. Lived there for 24 years and got my dad to become a tech, and he still lives there. And first time I came home and programmed up his radio, yours were the first repeaters I found, so glad to have you check in with me tonight. WB4GBI.
Good evening to you. Good evening to the net. Thanks for letting me check in. I have the 444.3 repeater that I own set to automatically carry this net Tuesday night. Don't get to check in a lot due to work obligations, but I wanted to get in tonight if I could, and glad that I did. Thanks for letting me check in. Back to net. WB4GBI.
Thanks for checking in, Tim, and thanks for what you do for the hobby. Victor 44, Kilo Mike, Hugh, good evening.
Internet controller, good evening to all on the frequency. Just wanted to say thanks for letting me to check in on your net this evening. It's quiet evening here in Sugar City after a very hot day. And we are covered right now with Sahara dust, so it's making it extremely difficult to be out on the streets, especially if you suffer from any asthma or stuff like that. So wishing you all, you guys, a nice evening. Be good, be safe. From Victor 44, keep on.
Thanks for checking in with us, Hugh. James, Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform.
Greetings, everybody on the net. This is James, Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform from Mattoon, Illinois. I've been checking on the net off and on ever since I got All-Star, which is roughly about a year, year and a half ago. It's just hit or miss if I remember it. And the number of check-ins I would say on the very first net, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 7. Back to you, Nextrol.
Thank you for checking in, James. Chris, KQ4GLY.
Good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the net. I've been checking for about 2 years, and my guess for the number would be 18. Back to you, Matt, KQ4GLY.
Thanks for checking in, Chris. Got a little APRS burst coming through there. Not from you, but from another node out there. Michael, welcome to the East Coast Reflector. Looks like we'll be sending you a welcome letter. KE2FTG, good evening.
Yeah, this is KE2FTG. I am a newcomer to the hobby and to the net. I just stumbled upon you and I'm finding this interesting, and I would like to hopefully find all of you again. Good evening to all. 73 from Mike in Cornwall, New York. That's near West Point on the Hudson River. 73s to all tonight.
Well, I'm glad you found us, Michael. Looking at the monitor, you're coming in through EI7WHG across the pond. If you ever want to connect to us directly, if you're on Echolink, ECR9050 is our conference. You can get to us directly if that station that you're connected to now doesn't happen to be connected to us. So thanks for checking in, Michael. There'll be some more information about connection information in that welcome letter that we'll send you this evening after the net. Dan, W4FWN, good evening.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everyone else on the net. This is W4FWN. And let me see. The best I can come up with is probably about eight years or so, at least that. And then my guess for the first check-in would be 12. Sorry I'm late joining the net tonight, but I had a phone call. Net control, this is W4FWN.
All right, thanks for sorry about that. Thank you for checking in, Dan. W4FWN. Let's see if we can get this station in the Zoom room on the air. KJ5LMV. I believe it's Mike. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Ned. This is Mike from San Antonio, KJ5LMV. Just got on the database today, so I'm not quite on EchoLink yet, but just checking in with y'all. I have listened to the net before, but this is my and my wife's first check-in with y'all. My guess would be I'll go with 6. Back to net.
Well, thanks for checking in, Mike, and closing us out tonight, KJ5LMV. Thanks for checking in. Okay, this is KE7K, your net controller for the East Coast Reflector TechNet. I have the envelope in my hand with the number, and if I can get a drum roll, I will announce it. The correct number of check-ins for the very first net is coincidentally 12, the same as our birthday this evening. So we had two or three or five, looks like five people guessed 12. So that's going to be a lot of money out of the bucket if we're sending people on cruises, but we'll let Dick figure out how people get paid out. On behalf of the entire East Coast Reflector team, I would like to thank all stations who participated and those who stood by to give us a clear reflector. This is Kilo Echo 7 Kilo returning the East Coast Reflector to normal use. Good evening.
KE4ZYQ with a question.
Time for questions.
I was just going to say 12 might be the right answer, but if you count the net controller, that would be 13. KE4ZYQ, have a good night.
I can only say, I guess it's Mike, I have the original piece of paper in my hand. We did count myself as the net controller as 12. And ironically, there's only very few people that are actually still around on the system. I think really only one or two. So where everybody's gone, I don't know. So, but anyway, yeah, I guess I could read them off. I don't know if anybody would know anybody.
Thing about the guests tonight, I actually should have went with my first instinct, and I really was going to pick 12. So don't ask me why I changed it. You never change your first instinct. KE4ZYQ. Everyone have a good night and a good day tomorrow.
This is KE2FTG in New York, and I enjoyed listening for the last few minutes, but I'm not sure where I will ever find you again, because I'm very much a newcomer, and we'll see where this goes. 73s.
Kilo Quebec 4, Romeo Whiskey November, Montreal Whiskey in Sunshine, New York. Are you still out there?
KO4, UBJ.
Kilo Quebec 4, Romeo Whiskey November. Kevin, how can I help you? How are you doing today?
Doing good. Just finished the net. I heard you on there. KM4UBJ, Daryl here.
What have you been up to these days?
Hard work, dedication. vacation. That's about it, brother. Got my new, you know, I was out of town for a week. I told you on vacation, and I sent off that 25E radiography that was messing up. And the day I got back, I even got delivered. I haven't opened it up yet. I'm still on my Balfang HT with my external antenna. So, not a whole lot changed. What about you?
Not really too much. I had Monday and today off. I got Wednesday, Thursday off, so nothing really going on. So where are you located right now?
The house indicator on my HD.
Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
I've done that. Hey, can you hit the 14700 because they don't like a lot of rag chew going on the East Coast Reflector.
Yeah, roger that. I'll get on there. I'll try to switch over, see if I can find you.
That'd be great, because that way we won't tie up the reflector, and I'll see you over there, 14700. This is KQ4, IWN, heading over to 14700.
KK7OGC, happy 12th anniversary. So is it champagne or beer or bed? Just curious. Anyway, again, congratulations and thank you, Dick, and all the other supporting members.
Hey Fred, this is Jason K4KU, and how about pain and bad, because it's pretty late here on the East Coast, but it's a pretty great milestone. I appreciate your well wishes, and really I agree. Thank you, Dick, and everybody else that's been here for so long to make it possible. This is K4KU.
So, since somebody guessed the correct number, does that mean I get the bedroom suit and the new car? Yeah. Thank you for VR. Appreciate y'all.
WN, Bill, are you out there still?
AM for you, DJ. You hear me, Kevin?
I do not. I went to the 14700, but I couldn't get you.
Which one are we on now?
146-693-01 East Coast Reflector.
Still up?
East Coast Reflector is always up.
Okay, I'm sure that. I didn't know that. I'm not sure which repeater that is. Mine are programmed in as channel names. I don't have the, I have to look on my app. What was the frequency again, Kevin?
Indicator, the 147000.
Hey, this is K4KU with a quick comment. I was just going to say that as long as you leave space for other operators, it's perfectly okay to have a QSO and do a little bit of rag chewing. I mean, as long as you don't go more than about 15, 20 minutes or so, and just keep that in mind. This is K4K.
Thank you very much for that. Well, that is true. Yeah, sometimes when I first got my technician license, I was, like, getting carried away, and I guess I go into the other repeaters so I can open this one up for other people. Sometimes I get carried away. But you are right about that, and thank you very much for that.
Kevin, give me that repeater one more time.
It is 147.000. Here for a few minutes because I'm going to have to get doing some stuff. But yeah, we can be on this one for a couple minutes.
You said 147.000. I don't have that one in here. I'll have to add that, making a note to do that now.
Cool. Yeah, because we can be on here for like 5-10 minutes, as long as we don't keep it tied up too long. So I just wanted to say I hope your trip was good, and that everything's going good here, and it's like 10 o'clock. I'm going to have to go water the plants outside and get dishes and everything. But I just wanted to say, hi, how are you doing, and hope all is going well.
Great trip. Glad to be back. Hope your wife is continuing to heal up. Before I left, she was still having a little bit of trouble, but I think she's come a long way. So I hope that's continuing on for you.
It's getting a lot better from when I fell off the bike and grew that up, and I'm getting around better, but it was a beautiful day today, and I hope your trip was good.
Guys, can I get in there for a second? B3BZ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to make a call here. KJ5KAR. Are you listening? VE3BZ.
Yes, KJ5KAR.
Yeah, hi there. My name is Kevin, one of the facilitators on the ECR. You have some APRS packets coming through your node there, and I decoded them with my iGate. It was, KJ5KR-7, so I don't know if you're aware of that, but if you could take care of that and turn it off, please.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware of that. That's strange. I just put this off-scan program on my note there. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
I don't know. It's more likely that your radio is transmitting on the on this frequency, or APRS packets on this frequency. Maybe you have that turned on by accident or something. I don't know, but we can't have that coming over the system.
I'll turn this radio on. Maybe it is this radio here, too, because I just turned this radio on. Sorry about that.
All right, no problem, and thanks for looking after it. And back to you, Kevin. I apologize for the interruption. You can carry on with your key. So VE3BZ.
Oh, that's no problem. That's what it's all about, you know, getting anybody to get on the right page and take care of this stuff. Yes, that's not a problem. So, Gil, yeah, I'm glad everything's doing good. We're doing good, getting better. I'm just realizing I'm getting old now, and when I got to be careful running and walking, make sure I don't trip over things. We're not as safe as we used to be when we were young.
I completely understand that, buddy. Completely understand. Well, I found that. I don't know why I didn't have that 147 in here. You know, I get on repeater book and I download all the ones in the area. The only thing I can think is maybe one day some noise or something, and maybe I deleted it. I don't know. But I wish there was a way these little foul things could display the frequency of the channel. I like having the channel name, but I wish you could make the second line under it to the frequency at least one. Do you know if that's an option on these?
KQ4, IWN Friday. I really don't know. I just have the frequencies in there. when I scan, I just scan and it goes through all the frequencies that I added. I didn't write any names for them like Decatur, Huntsville, or Grand Lee Mountain or whatever. I just have the frequency. So when it scans and it stops like on 147000, I just happen to know it's Decatur because anybody I talk to is over in that area. And now, my profane doesn't hit that one from here in Huntsville. I'm on my TYT9800, so that's where I can hit it. So from where you're located, you might be able to with your gay pole ladder line in the window.
I'm sure I can if I'm hitting this one that we're on now. So, all right. Well, Kevin, I'm going to say good evening. I'm going to pre-program this, and I'm sure I'll hear you on here tomorrow, the next day. If you go to work tomorrow, you usually jump on in the evenings, but I'm going to say 7-3, let you go out and water your plants, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
And throw me on your call sign again so I can write it down so I can try to remember. Like I said, getting old is pretty messed up because you don't remember all the stuff, you know, real quick as a kid. You can remember telephone numbers and stuff like that, but now it's like all gone.
I understand. KM4, UBJ, Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Bravo, Juliet, clear on your plane.
Very much, Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Bravo Juliet. This is KQ4IWN, and I'm going to be clear to take care of stuff. I'll catch you on here tomorrow. You guys take care, and everybody have a nice night.
This is Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Tango Golf, listening. CQ, CQ, this is KE2, FTJ, Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Tango Golf in New York.
Station KE2, please come in. This is 125 Tango Romeo, India.
Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Tango Golf in New York. Back to you.
And good evening. This is Romeo, India. My name is Tree. I'm in the...
Again, this is Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Tango Golf in New York. Your transmission was garbled. I was just listening to this net, and I was looking to follow up on it.
Can you hear me better now?
Just slightly better there. I'm coming through on Echolink. I don't know if you are or not. Where are you from? What is your Q2H? Back to you. Please repeat that if you can. Please repeat that from KE2FTG for ID. Yes, I did that time, Whiskey Romeo India. Where are you transmitting from? Thank you for that. Your signal is not coming in clear. Maybe you can tell me if my signal is coming in clear to you. I'd be interested in that. But it's a little hard to find the signal. It's like a 2x2. Back to you.
Yes, I can see you well.
Well, thank you for the connection. I'm glad you can hear me. I can hear you. It's a little bit garbled. I'm having a little trouble. And I'm a newcomer at this, so I'm just trying to work through it. But thank you for the contact. Back to you.
Anytime. The name is Tree, and welcome to the new hobby. I am fairly new myself as well. I just got my license back in August of 2024, so I'm fairly new, still trying to learn and pick up the rest. Back to you.
Well, Tree, that worked much better. I can hear your name. I could hear what you said, and I congratulate you for continuing the hobby, and I'm glad to meet you here tonight. I stumbled upon this network. I'm going to make a note of it and perhaps come back to it again. We'll meet here again. KE2FTG, back to you, Trey.
Yes, likewise. Pleasure meeting you. Yeah, I usually monitor a couple of repeaters, and this one is a little bit new that you can get good coverage. So then, yeah, likewise, welcome to the hobby, like I said, and have a wonderful evening. I'm going to go turn in. I have to get ready to go to work early in the morning, but my pleasure speaking to you.
Same here to you, Trey. Have a good evening. I'm an hour later than you are, so I'm heading in as well. And good night to you. 73 is from here in New York. KE2FTJ. Good night.
The system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. Please visit eastcoastreflector.com for more information.
Thank you.
VK3IWA, you listening?
Node 27339 disconnected. W8UM VHF connected to node 47159.